Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Yes. Thank you so much. I want to thank Pastor Pearl for the invitation. It's wonderful to share with you today. So yeah, thank you so much for having me today. I hope to just share something a little bit about health that I hope you'll find valuable and something applicable to your walk with the Lord, especially during these times that we're living in. I think the times right now really kind of emphasize the importance of our health message, and that's what I want to talk about today. I just want to, because I'll be sharing some health information, I just want to put a disclaimer. So this presentation is for educational purposes only. So please do speak with your healthcare provider before applying any of the info that I'll be sharing with you. I'm speaking on behalf of a couple of organizations I'm part of. So I'm involved with Pathways to Wholeness Lifestyle Medicine Clinics. We have three clinics in Toronto focused on lifestyle medicine, and we try to reach people for Christ through serving them through health. So I'm also involved in an organization called Lifestyles Medicine. It's a not-for-profit. We put on lifestyle medicine programs, and also Lifestyles Medicine Institute. Basically, it's an institute here that what we do is we try to train Adventists in healthy evangelism. Pastor Pearl just asked me to briefly share about some programs that are coming up. So we are putting on an intensive. So it's like a one-week online intensive where we provide health evangelism training. So we have a one-week on plant-based nutrition, how you can use that to better reach people, on natural therapies, and on lifestyle medicine in general. So if you're interested in that, you could just go to the website, www.lininstitute.org. All right, so the presentation today is called The Plant-Based Revolution, Why Adventists Should Embrace Plant-Based Eating Today. So, Adventists, we're quite unique among Christians because of our promotion of plant-based eating. And, you know, when we first got the message, Ellen White got a vision. I believe it was 1868. Pastor Pearl, you might want to correct me, but she got her first vision. And when we first started sharing the message, you know, it was kind of difficult. It probably sounded ridiculous to people back then to think that you would, you know, not eat meat as part of your diet. And, of course, there wasn't the science that we know today. And also, when we first had the health message, it was a bit controversial during Ellen White's time. You know, many Adventists and many pastors also were very resistant to the message when John Harvey Kellogg and Ellen White would try to share it. It caused a lot of problems. And even today, I think, you know, sometimes this topic, it becomes a little bit awkward sometimes, maybe a little bit controversial or divisive. People try to avoid it, I find sometimes. Which is a little bit unfortunate. But I think that right now, with what's happening in the world, I do really believe that our health message is more important and relevant than ever before. And I just wanted to share with you a couple of reasons why I think that's the case. And I hope that, again, this will hopefully encourage us to live a healthier life for the Lord, so that we can serve Him better and serve those around us better and just experience better health and a better life that He wants for each one of us. So the first thing I want to talk about, and for this message, I'm just going to really focus on plant-based eating. I know that our health message is much more than that, but I'll just focus on plant-based eating for today. I think the first thing I want to really talk about is that right now there's an explosion of interest in plant-based eating and the vegan lifestyle. Just a couple years ago, Dalhousie University out of Halifax, they did a study, or rather a poll, assessing the level of vegetarianism among Canadians. And what they found was that I think around 9% of Canadians now identify as being vegetarian or vegan. And what they found out was that among those who are identified as plant-based, more than 50% are people under 35 years old. They're young people. And the authors of the study, they say that this is a mind-blowing rate. This is how they describe it. that young people in Canada are going vegan and plant-based at mind-blowing rates. And they think that the percentage of Canadians who are going to go plant-based is just going to continue increasing because of this young demographic. So as you can see, you know, I think there is a tremendous interest in plant-based eating. Many celebrities are going plant-based. I'm sure we could identify many of these here. They're going plant-based for many different reasons. Paul McCartney is a famous vegan. I'm not sure if you knew that. Many athletes as well are going plant-based. Here you see Venus Williams, Kyrie Irving, an NBA, Cam Newton, the NFL quarterback, Lewis Hamilton, five-time champion of the Formula One race, Megan Duhamel, a Canadian Olympic gold medalist figure skater, and many others are going plant-based as well. In an article published at CNBC, they say that there's a new performance hack taking hold in the NFL. It's not a new supplement, it's not a new protein shake, it's not a new workout, it's going vegan. So many athletes now are catching on to the trend of plant-based eating. I'm not sure if you saw the film Game Changers, a documentary on how athletes are going plant-based, but it's been getting a lot of recognition and many people watching it, especially young men. It's more geared towards them. But again, just emphasizing how important and beneficial plant-based eating is for athletic performance and overall health. And I'm sure we've all recognized how many fast food restaurants are now kind of jumping on the bandwagon. So, you know, if you look at Beyond Meat, for example, you know, I think first it was probably A&W who got their Beyond Meat burger. And then after that, almost like a domino, you know, Tim Hortons got their Beyond Meat breakfast, I think patty, and then their burger, and then Subway. I think McDonald's is tweaking their Beyond Burger. I think KFC has like Beyond Chicken, and all these fast food restaurants are now jumping on the plant-based bandwagon because it is exploding. And also the Canadian Food Guide here. I'm sure we all may recall the previous one where it used to be a quarter plate was fruit and vegetables, a quarter plate was grains, and then there was meat, and then there was dairy. But now the new Canadian Food Guide gets rid of dairy completely and meat as a category and kind of lumped them in into a protein section with beans and peas and tofu and the rest of them. Right, so again, a shift in our understanding of how important plant-based eating is. And basically, the point I'm trying to make is that I do believe that this explosion in interest in plant-based eating really does present a remarkable opportunity for us Adventists to present ourselves in a positive way. Here, Ellen White, in Third Selected Messages, she says, "Health reform, wisely treated, will prove an entering wedge where the truth may follow with market success." So, you know, if we, through health, we can really connect and break down prejudice and barriers toward our message. Because, you know, as we as Adventists, we recognize that, you know, our message is very unique and very countercultural in many ways. If you look at it vis-a-vis the Christian world, you know, we go to church on Saturday, which is strange to many people. I know because I was a convert, and I used to be Presbyterian, and I became an Adventist. And I know my mom and we face a lot of challenges from our Presbyterian family. They're saying, you know, that you guys are becoming heretics and joining a cult and all this stuff. They just think it's really strange, you know. So how is it that we, with such unique beliefs, can make inroads and connect with people? And I think that right now, with this tremendous interest in plant-based eating and health, really does provide a bridge for us to connect with people. I know many people in the vegan community, the secular vegan community, and it's rather interesting. You know, the people in the vegan community kind of tend to be more kind of left-leaning or liberal, if you will say, at least on the social political spectrum. And we, of course, as Adventists, we tend, as a general group, tend to be more right-leaning or conservative, at least in our social views. So, you know, you might think that there's no connecting point, but it's really interesting that in the vegan community, who are much more liberal, they do see Adventists in a very favorable light because of our promotion of a plant-based diet. So here is just, you know, just one example of how, you know, our message about health is really able enables us to connect with groups that maybe many other Christians might have a hard time connecting with. So I want us to turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 to 30, if you have your Bibles there. Genesis chapter 1, 29 to 30. I'm sure we all know this text well, but let's just read it. So, of course, the Genesis creation account, and here God tells us our original diet. In verse 29, it says, "And God said, 'See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food.' And it was so." You know, I always kind of chuckle to myself, you know, can you imagine lions and polar bears and these other carnivorous animals eating fruits and vegetables for their food. But that's how it was when God first created the earth. We and animals, God gave us essentially a plant-based diet. Fruits, not vegetables initially, but fruits, seeds, grains, nuts. So, and I do think that simple as this text might be, that it might be actually one of the most powerful and relevant texts for us today, just given how much interest there is in a plant-based diet, and especially as a witnessing tool. And let me share one experience that we had. Our clinic and Lifestyles Ministry, we put on events called Dinner with the Doctor, where basically we partner with local churches and we give guests a free plant-based meal, and we do a health talk. And Dr. George Cho, my brother, he often gives these health talks. And we usually get like almost 100 people from the community, mostly people who are non-Adventists. They come into the church and we serve them. And it's been really wonderful as an opportunity to connect with the community. But there's one guy, a Chinese guy, and he's like a really hardcore vegan, and he does the activism and all that stuff. And he was having a conversation with my brother, and he was saying, you know, like, why is it that like, every time we like go and like, you know, we do vegan activism, the people who oppose us the most are Christians. He says that Christians will come and they'll say that, oh, God allows us to eat meat and blah, blah, blah. And so this Chinese guy, he was saying that he had a very negative impression of Christians and just couldn't understand why they couldn't understand the benefits of plant-based eating. Well, George, in the conversation, he actually told this guy, he said, hey, look, did you know that in the Bible, it says that God actually gave humans a plant-based diet from the beginning? And the guy's like, oh, really? I didn't know that. And so George showed him, you know, in Genesis, it says God's original diet for us was a plant-based diet. So he's like, oh, you know, he thought that was so interesting. So again, you know, through our health message, it really is an opening wedge for us to connect with people. And I do think, again, that this explosion in interest in plant-based eating really does prevent a remarkable opportunity for us to connect with those who we might otherwise not be able to connect with, and just share, you know, the God that you might not believe in. You know, did you know that he does care about animals? And, you know, the original diet that he gave to us was a plant-based diet. So I think it is really a good opportunity for us to use health as an opening wedge. I think another important reason here is that for health and the current the pandemic, I think really underscores the importance and relevance of our health message today. As we all know, you know, the leading causes of disease of death today are chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease. In Canada, I believe it's cancer, and many other diseases. And these are all lifestyle-related diseases. I'm sure we all know this person here is a former President Bill Clinton. He used to eat a lot of fast food. Apparently, he used to really like McDonald's, and it got to the point where he actually had a heart attack. Some of us may remember this. And I think he had like a quadruple or triple bypass or something like that. But in any case, after he had a surgery, he was really concerned about his health. So he went connected with some doctors. I think it was Dr. Dean Ornish and Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. And he went on a vegan diet. And here he says, it changed my life. I might not be around if I hadn't become a vegan. It's great. And, you know, Bill Clinton looks really healthy today. And so you see, the plant-based eating is, as we all probably know, is the optimal diet for health. It's not only good at preventing disease, but also reversing disease as well. Let's skip that. I just want to share with you the story. I'm not sure if you guys know who this is, but this is Eric Adams. He's he's the president of the Brooklyn Borough in New York City. And this guy has a really interesting story. He had a very poor diet, and he one day he started to realize his vision was failing him. He says that when he wakes up, he couldn't even see his alarm clock, and he had tingling sensations in his extremities. Well, he went to Israel one time, and he saw that pain in his side, and he went to a hospital in Israel, and they told him that he had a stomach ulcer. But what concerned the doctors the most was his A1C, and I'm sure we're familiar with the A1C as a measure of diabetes. And I think diabetes is 6.5 or above A1C. His was in the high teens. And the doctors told him, hey, look, we're surprised you're not in a coma right now. So he went back to the United States and saw some doctors, and they tried to get him on insulin. But he said, hey, look, you know, he didn't want to go on insulin. So basically, he went to Google and literally typed in reverse diabetes, and he found a documentary called Forks Over Knives, which I highly recommend. And he started to learn about plant-based eating. And so he started to adopt a vegan diet. And he experienced some remarkable results. So in 3 weeks, his vision cleared up in just 3 weeks on a plant-based diet. In 3 months, his A1C went down to pre-diabetes level. So he basically reversed his diabetes, and he also normalized his blood pressure, his cholesterol, his pain, his tingling, all that went away after just 3 months on a fully plant-based, whole foods plant-based diet. So here you see in this photo is what he looked like before, and I just want to show you what he looks like now. You see a big change. Right, he lost lots of weight. He looks really healthy. So again, you know, the health message that we promote, in particular plant-based eating, is really, really powerful. It's not only good for preventing, but also reversing many of the leading chronic diseases of today: diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol. And my brother can attest that in the clinic, this is what we do every day. You know, we see patients who get better because by simply going on changing their lifestyle. And I think that in light of you know, the current COVID pandemic, I think again it really underscores the importance of healthy lifestyles, our health message. If you look at the media, they kind of make it sound like, you know, everyone's dying left, right, and center, and of course it's a serious pandemic. I don't want to minimize that, but the truth of the matter is, if you look at the statistics and the scientific papers, the truth is that most of the people who are truly suffering are people who are older and people with pre-existing chronic diseases such as diabetes and hypertension. So if you look here, a study published in the Journal of Infectious Disease, it says comorbidities increase the risk of severe and mortal COVID-19. So if you look at the stats here, it's really remarkable. If you're older than 65, so if you're a senior, you have a 506% increased risk for severe or mortal COVID-19. But if you look here, cardiovascular disease, 419%. Respiratory disease, 415%. Diabetes, 268%. hypertension, 172%, and smoking, etc. So you can see here that having chronic diseases, which are very much related to unhealthy lifestyle, increases your risk for severe and mortal COVID-19. But if you're relatively healthy, your risks from having a severe forms of COVID-19 are actually very, very low. And it's not kind of emphasized in, when we look at the media coverage. Here in the in an article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Richardson et al. Says, older persons, men, and those with pre-existing hypertension and/or diabetes were highly prevalent in this case series, and the pattern was similar to data reported from China. So again, if you have hypertension and diabetes, you have a really increased risk for severe forms of COVID. And here's some data from the Johns Hopkins University where they're tracking the coronavirus. And it's really remarkable stats. Again, if you look in Canada, 87% of people who have had COVID-19 have recovered. So, you know, the media, it makes it sound like we're dying left, right, and center, but actually that's not true. The vast, vast majority of people who get COVID-19 recover. There's 5% are active cases, and around 8% have died. And and of this 8%, the vast majority of these deaths are occurring in seniors' homes and among seniors and those who are severely have pre-existing health conditions. So what does this mean? This basically means that show you Ontario as well. Well, it might be good to know that we do a slightly better than the national average. So 89% have recovered, 7% death compared to the national average of 8%. So what does this mean? Basically, this means that when we get COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, our immune system can fight off this infection. I think that's really, really important to recognize here. Our bodies, our immune system can fight off the infection. But when we have diseases like diabetes, obesity, and hypertension, etc., it really hinders our immune system's ability to fight off this infection. So the point here is that by adopting plant-based eating and healthy lifestyles and other things that we as Adventists know and promote, we can really experience better health even in light of the pandemics that we see today. So again, it just really shows you the importance and relevance of our health message. I just want to turn to another Bible text here. If you go to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. If you're there, if you just nod your head or super thumbs up, the Lord through Moses is saying to the people of Israel, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. So I think simply put here, you know, the Lord is telling us that if we heed, you know, what he tells us, then, you know, we'll avoid the diseases and the health problems that other people will experience. And so I think, you know, the Lord is calling his people, you and I, back to his original diet. And if we do heed it, the promise is that, you know, our risk for these diseases will be much minimized and we'll experience better health. So I hope that that's really your prayer and your desire this morning. Just a few last things here. I think another thing that really kind of highlights the importance of our message about plant-based eating is a stewardship of the environment. Should Adventists care about taking care of the environment? And I do think the answer is yes. I'm sure we all know this, Greta Thunberg. Many young people today are concerned about the environment and climate change and these issues. And I do believe that many of them, they take it to an extreme. And of course, we know that ultimately, this world, God's going to make it new again, right? This world is going to become more messed up. And I do feel a little bit of pity for people who are putting so much effort into saving the environment when ultimately it's going to, you know, we won't save it, at least in our efforts. But nevertheless, you know, we still have an obligation to take best care of it as best as we can. And we know from the scientific evidence that plant-based diet is much better for the environment. Here, in a study published last year in The Lancet, one of the most prestigious journals, medical journals in the world, they say that increased consumption of plant-based diets could reduce emissions by up to 80%, which is remarkable. You know, I think historically we have been so focused on cars and factories as, you know, destroying the earth. But really, animal agriculture and our diets are having probably the greatest impact on what we're doing to the planet and its destruction. If you think about the deforestation of the Amazon and these other natural habitats, often it's because of animal agriculture to raise cattle, to feed the growing meat intake around the world. And if we adopted a more plant-based diet, we could do much to saving our planet. It's kind of interesting. If you look at our fundamental belief 21 about stewardship, it's really interesting. It says here, we are God's stewards, entrusted by Him with time and opportunities, abilities and possessions, and the blessings of the earth and its resources. We are responsible to Him for their proper use. So I don't want to take this to an extreme, but I do want to say that, you know, we do believe in our fundamental belief that we are stewards of the earth. And I do believe that as much as possible that we should try to take care of it as best as we can, or at least do our little part. And I do think a plant-based diet would really help us towards that end. All right. And also compassion towards God's creatures. So again, I think there's a growing interest among people about, you know, what's happening with the animal meat industry. And I do think that we as Adventists, we do need to be balanced here. The Bible does permit us to eat meat. So I think those of us who are really involved in believe in health and the health reform message and all this stuff, we do need to recognize the Lord does permit meat eating. But of course we know that was not part of His original plan, and through Ellen White, He's calling His people back to the original diet. But nevertheless, the Bible does permit us to eat meat. But I do think that we need to really think carefully about what the meat industry is now, perhaps compared to when God first allowed it to happen. Let's just skip that. Oops. What's happening? Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. So, you know, I'm sure we all know what the meat industry is like. You know, the chickens are cooped up. Their beaks are chopped off. They get pumped with antibiotics. They're beaten. They're really inhumanely treated. They're drugged up, and just really, really terrible conditions. And you know, Ellen White. Here, Paul McCartney says, "If slaughterhouses had glass walls, everyone would become a vegetarian." So you know, if we did see what really happens in the meat industry, I think that, you know, many of us we may think twice about how our diets are affecting them. But you know, it's really interesting. In Ministry of Healing, Ellen White writes something about compassion towards animals. I'm not sure if many people know this, but here she writes, "Think of the cruelty to animals that meat eating involves. What man with a human heart who has ever cared for domestic animals could look into their eyes so full of confidence and affection and willingly give them over to the butcher's knife? How could he devour their flesh as a sweet morsel?" So here Ellen White's kind of appealing to this, in our hearts, to this compassion towards animal. So I do think that we do need to think about this. You know, these are God's creatures. He did not create them to be eaten. I think this does give us some food for thought. I also want to say that health is an effective way to reach people with a health message at this time, as I've been emphasizing. You know, I'm a convert, and I have many friends who have become SDAs through the health message. I just want to share with you one friend and his recent experience. He's a Chinese guy, and he's had some health issues. And basically, he went on Netflix and watched some health documentaries like Forks Over Knives and What the Health, and he really became interested in plant-based eating. Well, he didn't know how to cook, so basically what he did was he enrolled in a vegan cooking class at George Brown. And lo and behold, he met an Adventist there, actually one of my friends. He met an Adventist and first heard about Adventists for the first time and how Adventists we promote a plant-based lifestyle. Basically what happened was that it's rather interesting. He started to share about plant-based eating with his friends in his Chinese Baptist church. And he got a lot of pushback. Like, they thought that he was weird. They're telling him, you know, like, God created animals for us to eat and all this other stuff. And it got so bad, his pastor, and Pastor Pereira probably know this, you know, you don't really criticize people up in person, you know, at the pulpit. But this guy, this pastor, he went up and he basically singled him out and started to basically say, you know, why, you know, plant-based eating doesn't make any sense in terms of the Bible, and really singled him out. And so it really embarrassed him. And basically he left the church. He was still a Christian, but he stopped going to church. And he just couldn't understand why Christians were so against this plant-based eating thing, and why all these liberals and hippies were into plant-based eating. You know, he just couldn't understand it. Well, what's remarkable was that, I'm not sure if you guys know, but there's an Adventist-owned juice bar in Toronto. It's called Energy Shack, owned by an Adventist nutritionist. And he went there, and he started to get some prepared plant-based meals. And this nutritionist, Carolyn Nichols, she started to share with him a little bit about Adventist and plant-based eating, and invited him to the Emmanuel Seventh-day Adventist Church, where we happened to be, and my brother was giving a message similar to this one, actually, about plant-based eating and the Bible and the health message. And this guy, he realized, he's like, wow, you know, the Adventists are this group of Christians that I was looking for. So to make a long story short, he started to connect with us, and he started to make Adventist friends, and he started to do Bible studies with a Chinese friend of ours, and now he's doing baptismal studies with my pastor, and he's going to get baptized as soon as, you know, we're able to do baptisms and when our churches open up. So just really remarkable example of how, you know, through plant-based eating, we were able to really connect with somebody, meet his needs, and ultimately win him to the Adventist message. So health is truly an opening wedge for the gospel. So I just want to end off by just answering some common objections to the health message, and I'm just going to do these really quick. And just some common questions or objections that we might have or we face in the Adventist Church, and just provide some, you know, some hopefully some short answers to them. So one of them, often people say, is that health is not a salvational issue. How many of you have heard of this before? You know, health is not a salvational issue. And, you know, I've always found this a rather interesting argument, because I don't think anywhere in the Bible it really gives us the prerogative to make such an assessment. You know, God sends us a message, and then somehow we as God's people make the judgment whether something is salvational or not. It seems to me in the Bible that the attitude it promotes is that if God is speaking to us, shouldn't we, with all of you know, to the best of our ability, try to follow it as much as possible and not try to say whether this thing or that is a salvational issue. I just don't really see that anywhere promoted in the Bible or the writings of Ellen White. It seems that the more the attitude is that we should, you know, if the Lord has clearly shown it, shouldn't we want to clearly follow it? So So I, you know, I would encourage us to really think of it more, you know, as you know, if the Lord is clearly calling us to better health and has given some message about that, that if we truly love the Lord and we know He loves us so much, He wants the best for us, and if we do love Him, shouldn't the attitude be, you know, hey, I want to do the best of my ability, I want to follow it. I do really think that should be our attitude, and not try to decide whether one thing is salvation or not. Because, you know, to be honest, you could really throw out almost anything if you go down this rabbit hole of what's salvation or not. Another one that people often say is, don't be legalistic, you know. And perhaps this might be the reaction to some people who might, you know, push health a little bit to extremes and this sort of thing, which is unfortunate. But you know, I think Doug Batchelor puts it the best. He says that obedience is not legalism, right? Even strict obedience is not legalism. You know, God does want strict obedience. You know, not any day works. Has to be the seventh day. We as Adventists, we know that, right? Tithing, you know, it can't be 9%, 8%. It should be 10%. So there is a degree of strictness there, and exact and precise precision. So in the same way, you know, obedience is not legalism. Legalism is more of an attitude, thinking that, number one, that we in our own strength can, you know, obey God's law, which of course we cannot. We need to have a transformed heart, and that somehow our obedience kind of merits God's favor and wins us salvation. Of course, that certainly is not the case. But nevertheless, obedience is important. It is a condition, and you know, if the Lord again is calling His people to a healthier lifestyle and has given some guidance on that, and shouldn't we, in loving response, try to heed it and ask Him for the strength to follow that? So I do think that should be our attitude. We touched on this a little bit, of course. People often say that the Bible permits meat eating. And I do think the Bible does permit us to eat meat. That's why we as Adventists, we don't require being a vegetarian to be baptized or to be a member. I think that's certainly really, really important to recognize. However, I do think, though, that we all know that meat eating was never part of God's original plan. And certainly in heaven, you know, we'll be eating a plant-based diet. And the Bible also does show that, you know, when God speaks to us through His prophets and His messengers, that He does expect us to heed it. And I do think that the Lord is clearly calling His people back to His original diet, a more plant-based diet. And again, I do think that we as His people, that it does behoove us to heed those messages. I do believe that it is important. You know, some people say that even vegetarians get sick. How many of you have heard of this before? Even vegetarians get sick. And of course, certainly they do. But, you know, we don't live in a perfect world. And, you know, of course, what we eat is only only one determinant of our health. All the science that we know, and through the spirit of prophecy, we know that eating a healthier plant-based diet does decrease the risk for many diseases. Some people say that fruits and vegetables are not healthy anymore. And perhaps that's the case. You know, it's not as... Well, they are still healthy, but maybe not as before. But, you know, I think, do believe that we do need to do the best that we can. closing off here, Ellen White, she says in Ministry of Healing, grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. And I do believe that that the Lord is calling us back to this diet for our good. And I hope that it is our desire, each one of us, to try to follow it as best as we can. In Child Guidance, she says, again and again, I have been shown that God is bringing His people back to His original design, that is, not to subsist on the flesh of dead animals. Closing off here in 3 John chapter 2, I think Pastor Pereira read this as John is sharing to the people, in this letter, he says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." And you know, this is the Lord's desire for each one of us here. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be healthy so that we could serve Him better, so that we could be more spiritual. You know, our physical does in fact affect our mental and our spiritual capacities. And so that we could be healthy, so that we could serve Him and our fellow man for longer and in a better way. So I do really hope that that's our desire for each one of us here. And to close off, I just want to share my personal testimony. As Pastor Pearl mentioned, I am a convert to the Adventist Church. I was a Presbyterian growing up. What's remarkable was when I was young, around 6 or 7 years old, my mom was very sick. She had some gastrointestinal issues. And a pastor, the remarkable part is that a Korean pastor, Adventist pastor, came to our door. He was canvassing. And he learned through the conversation that my mom was sick. And he gave her some of these Adventist, you know, natural remedies like charcoal and told her to go on a plant-based diet. So my mom, you know, when you're sick, you're desperate. And so she tried it and she got better. So this pastor kept visiting our home, and I remember distinctly when I was young, he would sit us down, he would teach us a song, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." and he eventually connected us, my mom, with some women at the Korean church here in Toronto, and they started to share with her some Adventist literature about Revelation, about Daniel and the prophecies. Eventually, we got some children's Adventist books like The Bible Story by Uncle Arthur S. Maxwell, My Bible Friends, and these books. Then eventually, my mom started to read Ellen White books, The Desire of Ages, Steps to Christ, Great Controversy, etc. And slowly, through this, we started to learn about the Adventist message. We didn't go to church for a long time. We still went to the Sunday church, the Presbyterian church, on and off. At best, we were nominal Presbyterians. But we were learning about the Adventist faith. And eventually, we were given some Doug Batchelor and Mark Finley tapes. And we started to learn about the distinctive Adventist doctrines. And it came to a point where when we were 16 years old, I think 16 or 17, we decided to become Seventh-day Adventists and join the church. So, you know, I'm very much indebted to the health message, because it's through the health message and the faithful sharing of our health principles that my mom learned about our church and eventually passed it on to us. And this is why I'm here and I'm speaking to you this morning. So, you know, I do think that, like as I was sharing, that right now, the way the world is going with its interest in health and plant-based eating, with these pandemics, and I think we haven't seen the last of it. I think probably more will come. And with all these diseases that are spreading around the world and all this interest in our environment and all these other issues, I do think it provides a very unique opportunity for Adventists to connect with those around us and to share our message and to prepare people for Jesus' second coming. So I hope that for those of us who are plant-based, maybe some of us here are already plant-based and try to live the Adventist health message, I do want to encourage you to continue doing that. And for those who may not be, I just pray that hopefully this message will have spoken to you and that you'll, you know, study this issue more and maybe, you know, give it take it to the Lord in prayer. And my desire is for you to just experience better health and really live according to God's will. You know, He loves us and wants us to be healthy so that we can be a better witness and serve Him better. So that's my prayer for each one of us here. And I hope that's your desire as well. Thank you so much for having me. I pray that the Lord will help this to be our experience. Thank you, Pastor Pearl. Thank you, everyone.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.